Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
It's Monday, November 21st. Mark my words, in a month, it's almost Christmas. In a month, you've got Hanukkah. In a month and a week or so, you got a new year. This is when it begins to go very fast. Stay here. In the words of a famous athlete, triathlete, Iron Man winner, stay here, stay in it, stay present.
Stay here.
Very
stay
hard
here.
To do.
Stay here.
Oh, how are you guys? How was your weekend, Sissany?
My weekend was jam-packed, but very fun. I saw Lizzo Friday night. I took the kids miniature golfing on Saturday, and we did Sunday night football for the Chargers-Chiefs game last night. Tailgated before it all day. So I am dragging my feet, but I'm exhausted, but happy. And it was a long
couple times I thought about texting both of you to say, hey, what's up? What are you guys up to? What are you doing?
Cute.
What would you have said to that text, Tanya?
I would have been like, oh my gosh, hey, good.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo. Back a picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but what did you and Robbie do that would give me FOMO? I'm looking, sometimes I look for FOMO. I want FOMO for my friends or my family or you guys. FOMO me.
We did a little holiday decorating this weekend.
Mm. So do you put up the lights? Do you put up the wreaths? Do you have some pine cones? Are they all plastic? Do you have a scent? Do you have a nutcracker, like a little soldier that you put a nut in its mouth and it cracks?
Who has that?
We do.
I have that.
Yeah, I think everybody.
Yeah, I have two of those.
Yeah, those old wood soldiers, and you put
a
walnut in there and chomp down and crack that walnut open. That signifies it's the beginning of the holidays.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't have a nutcracker, but I'm going to get one.
I have two of them. I put them right in front of the fireplace.
I love it. So it's going to go fast. Get ready for it. This is the week. Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday. Now, this morning, we have a Ryan's Roses. A married twosome voluntarily became a threesome.
Oh, no.
And now the wife is afraid it's become a twosome again without her.
Whoa.
Could that be any more intense?
I mean, she opened the door.
All right, we're going to kick off the week here. It's a festive week. It's an exciting week. Hopefully you get a chance to spend some time with friends and family. Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. And I understand the horoscopes are a little different today. Tell me, Sissany.
These horoscopes are going to be based on the day that you will be the happiest this holiday season.
Okay, and as you listen to these, between Sissany and Tanya, Tanya's clearly typed up the sheet because it's all in caps again.
Sure
which is.
Is
impossible to read
it's
on
not.
Air Live.
So I will
it
go a little bit slower. I will probably mess up, and here we go. Go, Tanya.
So okay.
This is the day you will be happiest this season.
Yes. Okay. So Aries, December 20th, Jupiter will enter Aries, adding pep into your step to pursue new dreams.
New dreams.
N-E-W.
Oh, I could see how that could be misinterpreted.
What I thought I heard.
Taurus, December 2nd, you will get some much needed R&R.
Gemini, December 1st, commitment is going to look inviting during peak cuffing season. Any relationship will prove it's long lasting.
Cancer, yours is coming up November 24th on Thanksgiving. You'll channel your inner social butterfly just in time for holiday gatherings. I see you wrote that one for yourself, Don.
Leo is December 1st. This time will encourage you to take a serious and practical approach to relationships you want to last.
Virgo, December 24th, you'll have a heightened sense to see things hidden in plain sight. Follow your intuition.
Libra is December 18th. You'll find yourself feeling more open-minded, caring, empathetic, and welcoming.
Scorpio, December 22nd is your day. A sudden burst of energy gets you to try something new and assert yourself in a new way.
Sagittarius is also Thanksgiving. You're about to enter into main character energy.
Capricorn, December 6th, that's your day. You'll have a boost of clarity to check everything off your to-do list before vacation.
I don't think so. It's a Tuesday. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Aquarius is November 28th. Follow your ideas through because right now they have major potential.
Pisces, December 3rd. You will be immersed in a comforting feeling almost as if you're coming home.
That's it? Is that all?
That's all.
I don't know because y'all don't start with the first of the year.
We always start with Aries and we always end with Pisces.
But no one looks at the calendar like that.
But that's the zodiac calendar.
What zodiac time is it this morning?
This is valuable if you travel for work. You check into hotels and other places. Not fun to talk about, but I've experienced bed bugs. So you're looking at a bed bug survivor.
Wow.
Yep. And the more you know.
Does it give you a rash?
It just gives you, it can give you a bite. It can give you anxiety. It can give you a cortisol kick. It can give you a lot of things. But now anytime I feel an itch, I'm in a foreign bed, I start thinking, oh my gosh, bed bugs. So what are you supposed to do? Listen to this. Remember it. Don't skip this. When you get into a bed you don't know, it'll be a hotel. I hate to say family members, it's holiday season. But what you should do is turn off all the lights.
Oh, no.
Turn off?
Off all the lights. Wait a couple of beats. Then lift the sheets and mattress cover off the corners of the mattress. Take your phone. Use your phone light to check the little creases around the mattress and see if they're under there. That's where they like to hang out. Until you, because lights are off. They'll think you're going to sleep. You're going to catch them.
I don't like this hack.
Well, would you rather not know that they're there?
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
I'd rather sleep with the lights on, honestly.
You want to look for tiny red spots. That's a bad sign.
No!
Yeah, I'm just telling you guys.
Red spots?
That's a bad sign.
I cannot. Why do they exist?
Yeah. Their excrement is red.
Between that and like the eggs on your bananas, like I can't.
But you wouldn't know all this if it weren't for this informative show.
Right.
No, I know. I wash my bananas now every time.
Oh, guys. Today's quote, be the person who breaks the cycle. If you were judged, choose understanding. If you were rejected, choose acceptance. If you were shamed, choose compassion.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, a gunman killed 5 people and injured at least 25 others at an LGBTQ nightclub late Saturday in Colorado Springs. Authorities took the 22-year-old suspect into custody shortly after arriving on site and are still investigating the gunman's motive. Long Beach residents have until January 17th to apply for Long Beach Pledge, the city's guaranteed income pilot program designed to provide $500 a month for 12 months to 250 qualifying families with children. Applications will be accepted for single income earner households at or below 100% of the federal poverty level in the 90813 zip code. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are taking a break from their relationship after dating for almost 2 years. According to People, Harry is still touring. Obviously, he's going to go abroad now. Olivia is focusing on her kids and her work here in Los Angeles. The two are still reportedly, quote, very close and very friends, very good friends, but they have different priorities that are going to be keeping them apart. And Sir Elton John played Dodger Stadium this weekend for his last shows ever in America. You know, he first played the iconic ballpark back in 1975, but this time he was joined on stage by Dua Lipa, Brandi Carlile, and others. His final song was heard right here on Kiss FM. Take a listen.
Oh, final sign of my future lies beyond the elephant
Sir Elton's final show in America is streaming now on Disney Plus if you want to check that out.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, let me grab Alyssa. How are you, Alyssa?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
So super good. So you're calling with a gift idea?
I need a gift idea if you guys have any suggestions.
Okay.
Need a gift idea. Okay, got it. What is the situation?
So I want to be better about supporting the women in my life during their exciting moments, not just when they have a baby or get married, which I feel like is when we primarily do those celebrations.
But I love you for that.
When they buy a house. we need to support more women. But when they buy a house or get a new job or a promotion, and a friend of mine who lives out of state, so that's the hard part, she just got a new job, and I'm trying to figure out something to gift her, whether it's a gift idea or something I can do for her to really celebrate her.
Booze.
Well,
bottle of champagne.
Booze?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Wait, I think you should get her a Bujo because those help you stay organized. They help you plan. They
a Bujo?
A Bujo, bullet journal.
Oh, I thought you were getting talking about a car.
No. I thought you were talking about one of those bouncy balls.
No, the Bujo, because it'll help you. Oh, it'll help her stay really
safe. So what is the Bujo?
The bullet journal. It helps you stay organized. It helps you plan, stay motivated day to day. I feel like it'd be really good for somebody starting a new job.
And the bottle of champagne.
Oh, I've never heard of it, but I love that idea.
Bujo.
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 Well,
this is perfect. I love both of those ideas. So thank you for sharing that.
All right, Alyssa. Thank you. Good luck. And what a good friend you are.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you so much. Have a good day.
You know what I'm not good at? Writing thank you notes. And handwritten thank you notes.
Right.
I lob texts, but I feel guilty when I'm thanking somebody if I don't write them. As a kid, my mom would make me write thank you notes.
Right.
But as an adult, I don't make myself do that. But I feel it's a lost art.
It is.
Right?
Remember when I texted you mine?
When you texted me your, yes, the thank you? Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, that was fine.
I mean, I wasn't with you, but I wanted to thank you, so I hand wrote it, and I took a picture of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, that's right. There was a photo of a handwritten. That was thoughtful.
Okay.
Are you ready for Ruby's segment where she goes out and finds stuff for us to eat?
Ruby,
Ruby, all your friends calling you going, wow, that's so cool. You've got your own Ruby Dooby Doo song.
My boyfriend texted me the other day and he was like, Ruby Dooby Doo. That's all he texts. And I was like, oh, my God, you heard the segment. And he's like, yes, I want it as my ringtone.
I think we're moving this. We're moving this proposal along by this. All this exposure.
Oh gosh, the pressure. Let the man breathe.
All right. So where did you go? What were you doing?
So I checked out Loki Taqueria. It's hard to say together. But basically another incredible taqueria that offers tacos. And they have this really cool family meal taco kit, which I feel like is
What's
perfect
that?
If you're doing, you know, a Friendsgiving and you don't want to do like traditional turkey,
Wait, that's it. I'm going to add a Friendsgiving to have tacos.
Yes.
Tacos for Thanksgiving is great. Tell me about the kit.
It comes with everything you need to build out your taco, the meat, the tortillas, the toppings. I feel like it's just an easy, convenient way, you know, for a Friendsgiving idea.
Okay, so it's Loki Taqueria,
yes.
Right? Loki Taqueria, and I think we have Ari there. Ari, are you there at Loki Taqueria?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up? It's Ryan Seacrest. You're on the air with us. How are you, buddy?
Good, you?
Good. We're kind of interested in this family taco kit that people might want to use for the holidays.
Yeah.
Is that popular?
Yeah, it is. I mean, so it feeds 4 to 6 people, so it gives you everything you need to be able to make some of our tacos at home. So, you know, rice, beans, some proteins, a dozen uncooked flour tortillas. So you just heat those up at home. And yeah, I mean, it's perfect for watching the game on Sunday, Friendsgiving, or even just a family that doesn't want to cook at night. It just makes things easier.
You guys are DTLA, Culver City, and Playa Vista, right? Loki Taqueria.
Correct.
What is this signature? Like, what make? I'm looking at the photos. There, pictures of food in the morning are not fair. Make me crazy. They're so good. What is the signature there, Loki Taqueria?
Any of our tacos on flour. So we're known for our flour tortillas, which we make in house. I would say chicken. The chicken and the mushroom taco are probably the two most popular.
Sounds so good. Mm, it's a good idea for the holidays. All right, Ruby, thank you. What a tough assignment, but thank you for going out and finding yet another taqueria for us.
No, thank you.
when you leave Los Angeles and you were to go home for Thanksgiving or go to where you're from, you see the difference in what a taco is. It's not a taco in a lot of places.
Oh, I know.
Because we have real tacos here, and some people think they're serving real tacos. They're not.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
They're not. Shh. Okay, now listen to this. Check out Loki on Postmates, and everybody listen right now. $30 off each of your first three orders on Postmates for Loki's and anything on Postmates using promo code LA30. That's promo code LA30.
Love that.
$30 off. All right, thank you very much, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
And for your boyfriend.
Yeah. Ruby Dooby Doo, where
are you? It's the gift that keeps on
giving. It's really good.
102.7. It is Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest here. Thank you for listening to us. So it's time for Ryan's Roses. Dear Ryan and Sissany, I made a mistake. I agreed to a threesome with my husband and a woman we know.
No.
Yeah. All right. Brenda, thank you for coming on in Whittier. So you agreed to do this. You did it. And then the other day you came home, and what did you find when you came home, Brenda?
I mean, I found this other woman in my kitchen.
And what happened at that point?
I mean, so let me go back to the beginning. So I used to work with her. We were really close friends, and we got together for lunch one day just to catch up and reminisce. And she mentioned to me how hot she thought my husband was. And, you know, basically if I was ever interested in a third, like she'd be into it. And I mean, I always thought she was hot too. So I brought it up to my husband. And then he was into the idea, obviously. So we set it up. And that was in September. So now she's in my kitchen. So it was okay. I mean, you know, parts of it were nice. But I did feel kind of jealous. So that was kind of it. And then I come home from work last week, and the two of them are in my kitchen.
I just don't know how it ever ends in the right place.
Right. Yeah,
like at some point, whether it's that night or later or a year or two, this happens. I just think it does. So Brenda, how long have you been married?
4 years.
What's her name?
Chloe.
And how did you react when you found them in the kitchen? How did you react to that moment?
I mean, I was shocked. Like, because I admit I agreed to it. I was into it. And then obviously after it happened, like I changed. So, I mean, I didn't think he was going to see her again, particularly without me. So obviously I was shocked and they definitely seemed surprised, but, you know, tried to play it off as, hey, great to see you. Not like they were busted. And, you know, I'm not buying it. And she left pretty quickly. And so I asked my husband what the hell she was doing here. And he said she thought she lost an earring in our bedroom.
But from
she hasn't
September?
Been to the house in September. Exactly.
It's Ryan's Roses. They had a threesome. She did it with, they did it with someone she's to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Then she comes home and finds that person and her husband in the kitchen at her home. And I don't know that I need to tell you much more than that.
This is
the
heavy.
Other woman's name is Chloe.
Okay. So you think that he's taken this moment and developed a one-on-one relationship with the other woman, Chloe?
Yeah, I do.
Why do they even have each other's information if she was your friend to begin with?
I mean, I don't think it's weird maybe that he has her number or she has his number, but for them to see each other, especially in my home without me present, is very weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. I mean, he knows he knows after what happened that him doing that is a massive bad move.
Yeah.
Okay. So be very quiet. We're going to call him and find out who he's thinking about, who is top of mind, who he wants to send these roses to, because I don't even know how this isn't already an issue because of what he did and what you just told me, but we're going to make the call to see if we can find out. Be very quiet, and here we go. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name on Kiss FM.
Ryan, you have my permission to call on Kiss FM.
Okay, be very quiet. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Paul.
Speaking.
Hi, Paul. My name is Marcy. I'm calling from Elegant Blooms. We're actually a new flower shop here on Lambert and Santa Fe Springs. And today we're offering a free dozen roses to local residents. How are you doing this morning?
I'm so sorry. Hang on. Just one second. I gotta take a call real quick. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They're absolutely free. I don't need any cash or info from you. It's a promotion that we do about once a month for our new business. And we just hope that if you're pleased with our arrangements, you return as a customer or tell your friends and family about us. Is there anybody in your life that you would want to send a dozen red roses to?
Okay. Free roses. Okay. Hang on. I've seen scams like this on Instagram. Is this legit? Is this real?
Yeah, I don't need any info from you. I don't need your cash or credit card info, social, or anything like that. Just the name of the person you want to send them to, and we can put a note.
Oh, okay. Tell you what. Her name is Sylvia.
Sylvia? Mm-hmm. Okay, and what would you like to put on the card?
Let's see, just put, it's on, !! See you soon, period.
See you soon.
Love, Paul.
Love, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. That's
pretty good. Yeah, all right.
Paul, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. I have your wife, Brenda, on the phone. Who's Sylvia?
Did you say my wife is on the line? Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah,
who's Sylvia?
I'm here. Who is Sylvia?
Okay, look, clearly there's a lot we need to discuss here.
Oh,
starting with who
God.
Sylvia is, Paul, who is that?
She's a girl, a lady that I met online.
Okay, and what's going on with you and
God.
Sylvia? Now that you met, what's going on?
Well, we're just talking right now, Sylvia.
And what are you talking about? Why are you talking
you're
to Sylvia?
Married.
Well, it's not as simple as all of that. My wife and I have made an arrangement, and we started to, incorporate other people into the relationship.
Brenda, is that the case?
No, I never agreed to that. I didn't like how it made me feel, and I told you I didn't want to do that again.
Oh, right. That was with your friend Chloe, because that's your friend, and I understand that. But I feel like if you don't know the person, it might be a little more exciting. You might enjoy it more.
But you're getting to know the person. So you are going to know the person. Paul, I want to go back for a second with Chloe. What's going on with you and Chloe? Why was Chloe in the kitchen with you without your wife's knowledge at your home?
Oh, she came over because she thought she had maybe left something. She was looking for a pearl earring that she had, and she thought maybe she lost it when she was here a few months ago.
And so she comes over at the exact time your wife's not there and you guys are just hanging out in the kitchen not looking for the pearl, whatever, earring?
Yeah, we were just catching up. You know, we're just catching up. Nothing going on.
Come on, Paul. Nobody wears pearl earrings.
Seriously.
Hey, she likes them.
All right. Brenda, I can't say this isn't everybody's fault here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, this door was open. Paul doesn't know what to do, clearly. And so now you guys are in this situation because of everybody on this phone call on that side, on your side.
I mean, yes and no. The door was opened under very strict circumstances.
But Paul doesn't seem to understand what those circumstances are.
Oh,
so
well,
the door got
convenient.
Open. And, well, I'm just telling you, the door got open. He thinks he's got permission here. And now it's a slippery slope.
I see that.
I think so. I mean, what do you hear,
Sissany? You guys need to sit down and have a conversation and figure out your boundaries at this point.
Or stay with each
end
other.
It.
Boundaries?
Or end it.
I don't want anyone else in our bedroom ever again. I said that, period. We tried something. It wasn't for me. That's it.
Oh, okay, but we kind of agreed to do it, and it's something that I enjoy, and I might want to explore more, and there's, you know,
if you want to explore that, then you have to not be married.
Thank you.
I mean, it was kind of her idea, you know?
But it doesn't mean, Paul, you get to go off and do your own thing now. I think she's saying it was a mistake.
One-time thing.
It was a mistake, and you're so excited with the novelty of it, you can't stop thinking about it. But it
now
was
you're meeting people online, like...
And you're saying, yeah, it's your fault. You gave me the keys
to
the car.
I'm trying to see if this thing's going to work.
What
thing? Which thing?
There's no thing.
The thing is, you got to stop. Your wife's telling you, mistake. No.
I don't know. I think I need a little bit more to I need to talk a little bit more about that.
Why don't y'all talk about it?
Nothing to talk about. How much more clear could I be?
That's pretty clear. All right, we're gonna let you guys go, Paul. Brenda, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck. This is everybody's fault on that call.
I mean, you're not wrong.
The door got open, and the second you open that door, this is the kind of stuff that happens. Whether it's now
100%.
Or later, it's inevitable.
This is why you never allow it.
He's so lost with this thing because in his mind, he got permission to invite other people into their relationship. And she's saying, no, that was not the deal. But I'm telling you, when Brenda and Paul decide to let someone in, get ready. This is what's going to happen.
Mm. So you should never do it.
Well, I mean, it is. He's so hung up on it. And so... It's seemingly excited about the fact that he can just fish for other people to join them in the relationship that he's lost the plot. And she's saying, well, no, you don't. That's not the case. It was a mistake. Never again. He's saying, but this was your fault. You got us here.
It makes my skin boil at the idea of something like this ever happening to me in my relationship. I could never, one, let it happen, two, be in the situation.
I just don't know how that ever ends right or well.
No. Uh-uh.
Someone always gets upset, let down,
It permanently changes the dynamic of your relationship, even if you do it with someone that you're never going to see again.
Yeah.
A random
and
stranger.
They did it with a former coworker?
Yeah. It's like, what are you thinking? But look, I'm not trying to judge, but still, it's like you would invited this person into your bedroom, and now, no matter what, even if that person left forever... Your relationship with your husband and your relationship with your wife now is changed.
I mean,
forever.
Paul's got it all wrong, but Brenda's not responsible for this in a way too.
You mean she is responsible?
Yeah,
not responsible.
Because
bad English,
she allowed it the one time, but I think maybe like she was probably going against her gut because this was probably something that he'd mentioned he wanted. So she's like, okay, maybe I'll just like. Do
and
it
she
once.
She knows it's a mistake now because he can't handle it.
Yeah.
He just can't handle it.
It's like when you give somebody like one nerd, they're never just going to want one nerd. You need like a handful of nerds.
Laura, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing well. So in Sun Valley, what do you think about this?
Absolutely not. I mean, I understand that people have some non-traditional relationships, but I mean, once you add in a third person, the relationship's completely over. I mean, he first started with Chloe and now Sylvia. It's just the trust is gone. The intimacy is gone. It's just, it's done.
The commitment is gone too, isn't it? The commitment to be and focus
Absolutely.
On one person is gone. And now this is a whole new pursuit for this guy, Paul, because he thinks he's got permission to go do it.
Well, and the way he was talking about it, he seemed just like, I don't know. He, like, he's not in his marriage at all.
So, Laura, you called in on this. Has this happened to you?
No, but I do have friends that have this type of arrangement. And more times than not, you know, people would be hooking up on the side without the wife or the husband there. And then that's when things go south and it's
ew.
Over.
Bad.
One of Sissany's favorite conversations now.
It really makes me like so angry.
Thanks, Laura, for calling.
Don't ever, 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 ever want to feel that.
Oh. Now that we're here, I don't think anybody does want to feel that.
Never. But I think you get to this point, maybe like it happens in marriages, like you hear about it. Like
you're just trying new things, keeping it fresh.
You try new things, yeah. You're like, the kids
and it
are
just
getting
backfires
older.
On you.
Been married for 20-something years, and it's like, I don't know what you think at that time, and maybe you do try to explore, and it's like, I'm glad I'm here for these stories, because I'm like, I'm going to be like, no, every time, no.
And to think, Thanksgiving week and all of this.
I know, yeah. I need to be happy again.
I'm hungry.
That made you hungry?
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes me hungry too, actually. I get hungry when I get stressed. And I don't mind eating because I stress eat. I do stress eat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same, girl.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, well, well. So this is something you were saying that if we do this on a dating app, mm-hmm. it'll ensure a lot more traffic and activity.
It did for this one woman, so I'm assuming it could work for everybody.
Okay, what is it?
So think about it. You get out of a messy breakup. You have to enter the dating world again. You probably go to the apps, and then you start messaging with a bunch of guys or girls, and it just kind of leads to nowhere. You go on dates, and there's no chemistry, and that's what this woman was experiencing, the back and forth of like text messaging or messaging each other, and then they meet, and it's just like not there. So what she decided to do was to start asking a guy on a last minute date. And what that means is as soon as she matched with the guy and they swiped and there was a match, instead of messaging back and forth and getting to know each other on the app, she just said, this was exactly what she said. Hey there, you seem cute. Want to grab a drink tonight and see if there's any point in us messaging for weeks on end? LOL. And so she does. She'd get twice as many dates. And they would meet on the first date and actually have more stuff to talk about because they didn't waste it all in the app. And the chemistry was there. And it just feels like that might be the move as opposed to kind of like sitting behind these apps. And
ugh, I would hate that.
Oh, no. I love it.
Ugh.
What part would you hate, Tanya?
I need time. I can't go out with you tonight. Like, what if I already had plans that night? You know, what if I was like plucking my hairs that night? I need time. I don't know. It just would. I'd be freaked out if somebody said they want to meet tonight. Ugh.
Well, it is nice to actually have some things to talk about mm-hmm. when you go meet someone in person, right? Otherwise, like you said, you're communicating through the app. And
I
you
think
know,
so too.
Right?
And I'm a no BS type of personality. So like we're either going to click instantly or we're not going to click at all. And so I just say jump right in. Jump in the deep end.
Ugh.
So Tanner, by the way, if you were busy, you'd just say no.
You don't need to tell them about the plucking.
Yeah, you don't tell them what you're doing. Pretty easy.
I wouldn't do that. I would just tell you guys.
No is that powerful little word. Cynthia's on the phone. Cynthia, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are doing well, but I understand, Cynthia, you have seen one of us here out in the wild. Is that true, first of all?
I have.
Okay, so that is correct. Now, let's look around this room. Who is most likely to have been out in the wild and spotted? And what were they doing? Those are the questions on my mind. Cynthia, who of us did you spot in the wild?
I saw Tanya.
Where did you see Tanya?
I saw her at Sunrise Ford.
At some guy's what?
Sunrise Ford.
At Sunrise Ford.
Yeah.
I thought you said it's some guy's gourd.
No.
I was very confused.
She wouldn't do that to Red Star. She would never do anything.
Tanya, what were you doing at Sunrise Ford?
I was getting my car maintenance, just like normal stuff.
My ex actually works there as well. And I'm like, okay, does it mean that I should reach out? Because like, she's one of my favorite people. And why not? Like, should I reach out to my ex or what?
Can someone tell me what we're talking about?
She's asking if it's a sign. So she saw me at Sunrise Ford and her ex works there. And she's asking if it's a sign that she should reach out to her ex.
Why? Because you were there getting your car maintenance?
So? Yeah. Tanya was there?
Yeah.
But why would that be a sign?
I don't know.
Because everything's a sign.
Because everything's a sign and Tanya is a butterfly and it just seemed significant.
So because Tanya's there in her butterfly state, getting her car worked on, you think it's a sign that you should get back together with your ex who works there?
Not get back. Reach out. Maybe be like, hey, how are you?
Why were you there?
Me?
Yeah.
I was just driving by, I guess.
Oh, you were just driving by?
Yeah.
Or were you stalking your ex-boyfriend?
No, you guys.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No, never.
No, wait, I wanted to...
Some voodoo chat.
I need more info. So you were driving by, you saw Tanya, and that was it?
Yeah. And then it looked like Tanya, and then I saw on Instagram that it was her in fact.
Okay, got it.
So like, Instagram from the Ford maintenance?
Yeah, because I had such a great experience. I was like 10 out of 10 at Sunrise Ford. Friendly customer service, did my car fast. It was great. Wi-Fi.
Now, if you were to drive by and you would have seen a cloud over Sunrise Ford, would you have thought that was a bad sign?
Probably. Yeah, definitely.
Everything's a sign, you guys. I don't think you understand.
That would make me crazy.
Yeah, well, I can't, Cynthia, live that way.
Me either. In this case, I'm going to say yes. This is a sign you should reach out to him because otherwise you're just driving by slowly looking at him. So I would reach out to him.
I promise I'm not doing that.
Why were you driving in that direction?
And why are you going so slow that you could actually see Tanya?
Right.
Are we having two different conversations?
I think we are.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Tanya?
Why were you looking in? Were you looking in to hopefully see your ex? Or were you looking in to see if you recognized anybody?
You know, when you're driving, you just like look over and you're like, okay. This just happened.
No, Tanya, I see her every day.
Because I would never look into a dealership.
Have you never ever thought that things were signs? Like when you broke up with someone, you see like their pillow in the window and you're like, oh my gosh, I should reach out to them. Like has that never happened to you? Are you guys okay?
It's fresh. How fresh is the breakup?
So I ended things like a week ago, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Everything's a sign, Ryan. I get it. Now I get it.
Here's the deal. I'm going to just leave it at this. Tanya, be aware of your powers when you're out in the wild, okay? And use them sparingly.
Okay.
Cynthia, this is a sign because while she was getting her maintenance there at Sunrise Ford, it's all meant to be. So call it, reach out to him and let us know how it goes.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
Like, I see you every day. I don't think you're a sign for anything.
Not one time.
Not once have I gone, aha, I know what I'm going to do.
Oh my gosh, I've thought like leaves in the trees looked like butterflies and that was a sign. Like, I think everything's a sign.
It's time for Tell Me Something Good here at Kiss FM. I love it. Is anything that's going on in your life, we do like to get good news on the air, despite the world sometimes. So, Nicole, tell me something good.
Well, good morning, Ryan Tiffany and Tanya.
Good morning. You seem chipper.
I am super chipper. Things are good. My daughter Ariana. So we met, you guys, we chatted a few years back about my son Tyler and some homecoming stuff. But what I'm calling you guys about today is that Ariana has her quinceañera coming up. She turns 15 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband is from Costa Rica, if you're wondering why my daughter is doing a quinceañera. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving out to buy or get like air mattresses from my parents because the entire family is coming in on Friday. And as they do, they will be staying at our house. So we'll have like, 16 people under our roof, which is it's a thing in and of itself. But with Ariana, she is just such a bright light. And I really want her to know how incredibly proud we are of the young woman that she is. She does honors classes. She works super hard. She's in leadership. And just as we know, being a 15-year-old girl is rough, And I just want her to feel super special and just know that we're stoked to put on a really cool quinceañera for her. She deserves it and all the things that are coming her way.
And shout her name out.
Her name is Ariana Morales.
Ariana Morales, congratulations. You deserve the celebration. And good momming there. Nicole, thanks for calling. You guys enjoy.
All right, thanks, guys.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So there is a new trend happening at weddings, and it's called live painting. Sissany, you know about live painting?
I think it's getting a lot more popularity now, but I've seen it like years back even at some of my friends' weddings. But yes, a live painter, essentially, you can do a few different scenes, like your first dance or the ceremony. So they usually will be at the very back end of the church or wherever you're getting married. And, you know, ceremony roughly can run anywhere from like 20 minutes to an hour if it's like a Catholic wedding or something. And so they sit there and they paint what the altar looks like. They paint you and your husband or you and your wife. And if you have bridesmaids or groomsmen, all of them are painted as well. Usually it's not as detailed to where like you see like faces, but it's more like a like
vibe.
Abstract.
Abstract. Yeah. But it still looks beautiful. It's I've seen these. They're so beautiful.
We have Alicia Hale. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm intrigued. Now, so a live wedding painter is what you do. How do you paint? It's fast, the process, no?
Yes, it's very fast. It's really high pressure. It's an adrenaline rush, but it's so much fun to come to a wedding with a blank canvas and by the end of the night have a finished painting.
And where do you position yourself to get whatever you're painting?
So it depends on what moment I'm painting. If I'm painting a moment from the ceremony, I'll usually be behind the last row of seats. Or if it's the first dance, I'll be in the reception hall with a good view of the first dance.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Do you start with like the background first and then you fill in the people? Because you could kind of get a head start with that, or no?
Yes, I do. I usually come a few hours early so I can start prepping the backgrounds. And then as the guests start to come, I'm, you know, finishing up the background, and then I'll start to add in the people.
Do you do this for birthdays?
I was thinking
that. Yeah, I do for all kinds of events. It's mostly weddings.
Way into the idea. I think it sounds really awesome.
Could be really cute for Flora or even for Georgia.
Right.
Do you have birthday parties for Georgia?
I don't have parties, but sorry, Alicia, we're just talking about my dog. Would you like, Tanya, is this something you like?
I think
so. Oh, I love doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what were you doing before live wedding painting?
I've been painting my whole life, and I've worked in the film and television industry as well. So it's just been in the last few years that I started doing the wedding and event painting.
Well, I'm blown away. You can check her out. Alicia Ann with an E Art on Instagram. It's pretty magical, especially if someone's planning a wedding right now. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Huh. You ever seen those fast painters that paint all this kind of stuff and then it comes together at the last second?
Oh, yeah. They did it at a Charger game a few weeks ago. And it was upside down.
Like,
and then...
like to music. And then they spin around. Yes. And there it is.
And it was like
magic.
It was an American bald eagle. Very cool.
What'd you think? But you didn't know that to the last second.
He didn't know because he was painting it upside down. It was really cool.
Yeah.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's it for us here, 102.7 KISS FM. Tomorrow, we're back with a second date update. Also, paying your bills and more of those tickets to our Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Y'all have a great day. Sissany's got you till 11 o'clock,
that's
okay?
Right. More Jingle Ball tickets after 10.
All right. Bye, Tanya.
Bye.
Bye, Sissany. This is KISS.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.